Father, we thank you, Lord, for another time of fellowship around the word of God, and fellowship with our brethren. How beautiful and how wonderful, lovely it is for brethren to dwell together and to fellowship together. It's like the anointing oil poured upon Aaron ran down his beard, even down, you know, to his feet. And that's like the place where God commanded the blessing. Now let the Lord command the blessing of peace, the blessing of goodness upon every one of us that's in here today. The mercy and grace of the Lord be with all. And as always, Lord, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to this simple. We ask and demand and decree that that light will shine into our hearts today and give us revelation and understanding of what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome, everybody. Let's get right to it. We are glad to have you here. You know, this mini series is on Quantum Leap. This is a promise that God gave us the beginning of the year, and it's a reminder. And even the beginning of this month, the Lord told us that top of the mountains shall be seen, become visible. So it's within reach. And so these things are within reach. And we made a lot of declarations in this room yesterday, but I want to give you some more scriptures that you can add to your arsenal. And at the end of this mini series, I will post these scriptures for you, so that you can use these scriptures daily to declare things for yourselves. A lot of scriptures. I'll go through many of them today. If I don't finish, we'll finish tomorrow by the grace of God. But I want you to have these scriptures. Yesterday we talked about dunamis power. You know, the Lord said, it is the Lord that gives you power. You know, that power is like a vocal. Volcanic eruption, so to speak. It's a volcano of spiritual and supernatural increase is what we are talking about. Yeah, it's a great force from the Lord that will bring it to pass, you know. Sometimes, well, God, you know, can instruct even the elements, you know, like he caused, you know, the wind, you know, come all night long and blow back the Red Sea on either side, to make a way for the ransom to pass over on dry land. And the Lord, you know, he also told the prophet Ezekiel, prophesy unto the winds. And he brought the winds, you know, brought the spirit back into the bones that were just prophesied upon. And they rose to their feet and their flesh came in, the spirit came in, life came into them as well. God can use those things. And even in the, when he was in the, you know, the land of Egypt with all the plagues and so forth, you know, one time, you know, it was like locusts and all these things that came in. And the Lord said, look, bring an east wind to drive them back into the sea. And you know, so God, he can, you know, those, the works of his hands are at his command to do whatever he wants. Today we have a dynamo of supernatural increase. And you wrap that in the power of the Holy Spirit. My goodness, you get an explosion. So here are some more scriptures for you. I'll start at the top again. Deuteronomy 8 and 8. The Lord is the one that gives you power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We covered all the blessings yesterday that the Lord will give us. And we used it to declare for ourselves. Okay, so moving on, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Lord promised you good success, you know, as you go through, because you are meditating on the word of God, and you are doing all that is therein. He said, well, this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, you know, but you meditate upon it, and you will have good success wherever you go and whatsoever you do. A good success is coming your way. You know, success even out of difficult situations, things that look as if, you know, there's just no way out. Well, the song we just listened to said he always able to make a way. Praise the Lord. So keep the word of the Lord in your mouth. You might, you know, want to pay attention to what he said also here. This book of the law, he said, shall not depart out of thy mouth. You know, so there are two elements here. While you're meditating on it in your heart, you're also declaring it with your mouth. The declaration with the mouth is so critical. Even for people to be saved, you can't be saved unless you declare something with your mouth. You know, that's what Romans chapter 10 says. It is so important. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and with your mouth you declare that God raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. You know, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you cannot do these things that we are talking about in this series without your mouth. You know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You know, so you must declare these things, these scriptures that we are giving you. Say, and you must observe to do according to all that is written therein, so that, you say, then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. And he said, the Lord will be with you. Be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever, you know, thou goest. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That means no matter where you go, the Lord is with you. And listen to this also, that Moses had told them even before the Lord told Joshua in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, and don't be afraid of anything that may confront you. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And you can use that declaration for yourself every day. I know this is a new day. Lord my God is going with me. He will not fail me, and he will not forsake me. And the Lord, again in verse 8 of Deuteronomy 31, he says the same thing. He it is that doth go with you, and before you, he will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. So fear not, and be not dismayed. There are a lot of things that can bring dismay and discouragement and, you know, so forth. You know, but don't be dismayed. Don't give in to that. Remember the word of the Lord, that he is with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 1 talks about the same kind of thing that Joshua talks about. In meditating upon the word of the Lord, you know, he said, look, the man, you know, that is constantly thinking on the word of the Lord and will not fall to the ways of the world, that's a blessing for him. Blessed is the man, you know, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what will happen to him? He shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You know, that means he will never be out of season. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. He's not going to, you know, during the change of seasons, at least here in the U.S., and we go through the fall and so forth. In some places, the leaves, the trees begin to be very dry, and the leaves fall off the trees, and then everything is so dry, you know, and because, well, they call it the fall, because everything's falling off the trees. Well, this man who is always meditating on the word of the Lord, that's you. This scripture tells you that you will be as though you are connected to the rivers of water, always connected right there, never a dry season. Because you could bring forth your fruit in your season all year long. You would not have anything withering, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Yeah, some more scriptures for you. Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6. You can wake up in the morning and even at such a time as this and declare this for yourself, because this is the hour in which the Lord has chosen to do this. The Lord is a portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You can say that for yourself. The Lord will maintain my lot even today. Well, you may be going through, there may even be decisions that have been made concerning you. The Lord, He will maintain your lot. And you can declare that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. You can declare that for yourself today, because the Lord has chosen to bring the blessing your way. So these are scriptures that you can declare for yourself every day. Praise the Lord. Psalm 90 and verse 17. I believe we read this the other day. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and let him establish the work of our hands. Yea, even the work of our hands, let him establish it. You know, so you can declare this thing for yourself. The beauty of the Lord our God shall be upon you. And we declare that his goodness will be over the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. This is a declaration room today to bring to you, the force of supernatural increase. Things that didn't look like they could be, God will make them to be for you because of the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106 and verse 4. The Lord will remember you and bring good favor. That's right. Good favor. Praise the Lord. I mean, he's done it for his people in the past. He'll do it for you again and again, as long as you trust the Lord in confidence. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, and that I may rejoice, hallelujah, the gladness that the Lord has given to a portion of his people, and I may glory with thy inheritance. Now, this is a good declaration. Declare it for yourself. So, Lord, remember me even today. Cause me to experience the favor, supernatural increase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The force, the energy of the Holy Spirit bringing it to pass, bringing things to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, you declare these things for yourself. Hallelujah. Now, Psalm 122 and verse 7. God promises you peace and prosperity in your own sphere of influence. Now, wherever you are, God will prosper you. He will give you, we read yesterday, he said he'll cause you to be the head and not the tail. Praise the Lord. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Now, this means in your sphere of influence, wherever you are, within your walls, your community, your job, your family, your environment, wherever, you know, because you are there, God will command peace. Hallelujah. And prosperity will attend you in every sphere of your spheres of influence. Those are your palaces. Prosperity will attend your ways. And you command the goodness of the Lord upon yourself that way. In Jesus' name. We command it also for you. Hallelujah. Psalms 128 and verse 2. You will eat the labor of your hands and you will be happy. Isn't that wonderful? Eat the labor of your hands. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, scripture says that, you know, for a man to do good and to enjoy the, you know, good of all his labor, you know, it's the gift of God. You know, that means that people can actually labor and not enjoy it. You know, may gather it for somebody else to eat. But for you, it will not be so. And God will cause you to eat the fruit of your own labor. And that is the gift of God. You will eat the fruit of your labor. When you work hard, you know, that's one way of God blessing people. And when you work hard, you will also reap the fruit of it. Praise the Lord. And you will not work for somebody else to come in and get it. Or, neither will you work and put, you know, these things, your earnings in a bag of holes. You won't do it. Because the Lord will protect your earnings. Bag of holes means, you know, people are working hard, but all their money is going to, you know, address problems. Hospital bills, your house is breaking down, your car is breaking down, all those things. Those are bags of holes. You know, family is in trouble. Those are bags of holes. The Lord said, no, you will not do that. You know, God is going to give you the ability to enjoy, you know, the things that you are working hard for. Ecclesiastes 3:13 says, and also that every man should eat and drink, you know, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. So God will give it to you and for you to enjoy it. Praise the Lord. There's a similar scripture in a book of Isaiah chapter 62. And in this case, the Lord actually puts an oath on it. Listen to the way he puts it. He said, the Lord has sworn by his right hand. Isaiah 62 and verse 8. The Lord doesn't need to swear anything. You know, he just needs to say it and it's done. Because he speaks and it is done. He commands and it stands fast. But, you know, sometimes, you know, to give you and I more assurances, you know, because that's the way that we are in our zones, you know, and in the sphere that we live in, we like it when people make an oath. Yeah, so God also willing to show you immutability of his counsel. He can make an oath sometimes. But when he makes an oath, you know, he swears by himself because there is no greater person to swear by. So now in this case, he said, the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his arm of his strength. Hallelujah. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means, can you arm wrestle the Lord down? The Lord sitting, you know, across the table from your enemy, your greatest nemesis, the devil. And they are locked arm to arm in a arm wrestling, you know, contest. Who do you think is going to win? There is even no contest. You know, can you arm wrestle the Lord down? Can you do it? No. The Lord is showing you, he can flex his muscles and show you right here. He said, look, by my right hand and the arm of my strength, hallelujah, surely I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemies. Hallelujah. That's right. The Lord is swearing that I'm putting it right down upon you, that the sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine. They will not eat your corn. They will not do any of these things, you know, that they've done in the past. No more. Hallelujah. You know, in the days of Gideon, you know, back in the days of the Midianites and so forth, you know, Midianites, they used to, the children of Israel will hide, you know, they will hide while they are threshing their corn, because what the Midianites did was exactly what the Lord said, I'm not going to let that happen anymore here. That's what he's saying. The Midianites would wait until the children of Israel finished doing all the work, threshing all the corn and getting out all the things, you know, out of it and so forth, ready, you know, to eat. And then they'll come in and swoop in and take it from them and oppress them. You know, so they were doing these things in hiding. They would have to hide, you know, always hiding here and there, you know, before, because they didn't want the Midianites, you know, to to come in and take what was theirs. The Lord said, look, the Midianites or the enemies or anybody else for that matter would no longer come and take that which belongs to you. Hallelujah. But you that are, you know, threshing it, you will also eat of it by yourself. You know, you can read a quick story in the Judges chapter 6. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, we are told in verse 1. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which were in the mountains and caves and strongholds, to hide. And so it was, when Israel had sown, you know, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, all their enemies came up against them and destroyed their increase, you know, and took it from them, their sheep, their ox, their ass, their oxen, everything, you know, and everything they did, you know, these people will come and take it from them. And so they were hiding, you know, and threshing, in a bush and the caves and so forth, because of their enemies that will come and take it from them. Well, the Lord says here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 62 and verse 8, I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemies, not your wine, for the which you have labored, for the sons of the stranger. You know, some people say, well, you know, I work hard, but, you know, they give that promotion to someone else. Well, the Lord said, you know, I'm going to change all of that. Amen. Praise God. You're getting what's coming to you, because it is your season of the quantum leap. Hallelujah. Now, this is not something that you could do on your own. If you could, it wouldn't be called a quantum leap, you know, but you couldn't do it. But the Lord is going to do it. He's going to make your feet like hinds feet. In fact, you know, when you leap and you thought you were going to leap, maybe you think you can leap about 5 or 6 feet ahead. The Lord will propel you about 2 miles ahead. You know, that's what a quantum leap is. I mean, you go out and see what you can do. Try to leap with your feet. You probably cover 3 feet or 4 feet. That's all you can do. But when the wind, the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit gets behind those feet, it will propel you, you know, like 1 mile ahead. Hallelujah. That's a quantum leap. God will get in there and do something that you could never do. Praise God. And he starts by making sure the enemy will not take what's yours. Hallelujah. Neither will he come in there and put you, you know, cause you to put your money in a bag of holes. The Lord will not do it. You will eat the labor of your hands in Psalm 128, and you will be happy. Eating the labor of your hands. And the Lord will bless you. And also you will not, you know, have to kill yourself over those, you know, kinds of labors. You know, for a man to wake up early and stay up late only to eat the bread of affliction, that's vanity. You know, but when the Lord gives you rest and peace, your labor will be easy. Jesus said, well, come unto me and take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy. Thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. This is, you can declare this for yourself. In my time, in this season of quantum leap, I will eat the labor of my hands. I will be happy, and it shall be well with me. Say ye to the righteous, shall be well with him. For everyone that's in this room today, I say it shall be well with you. It is well with you, and it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the book of Job, chapter 22, The Lord gives us some secrets, powerful secrets of how to get some incredible blessings. And because it starts out by you delighting yourself in the Lord. What does it mean to delight ourselves in the Lord? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, choose the Lord to be your chief joy. Hallelujah. Let him be the thing that your heart is panting after. You say, as the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my heart, my own heart, after you, O Lord. My soul longeth for the Lord. You know, the psalmist was always saying those kind of things. You know, so what is your soul longing for? I mean, when God begins to move and the power of God begins to fall into your life, into your city, into your churches, into your, you know, assemblies and so forth. I mean, what is the first thing that comes out of your mouth? That shows where your heart is at. Praise the Lord. You know, if you say, Lord, let us dwell in this place and make three tabernacles. One for me, I mean, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. You know, I mean, this man, he was enjoying the presence of the Lord so much. He saw the glory. He saw the glistening power that transformed the, you know, from within the Christ. And he showed them this thing on Mount Transfiguration, Matthew 17. And he said, my goodness. I mean, in that moment, he lost track of everything else. He didn't even want to go back to his family or go back to the rest of the group. He wanted, let us just stay right here in your presence. Now, you know, that's setting your heart on the Lord. Because the Lord had other plans, but, you know, his heart was in the right place at that moment. And here's what the Lord said in Job 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Yeah. Draw close to the Lord, and that's how you're going to be at peace. And that's how good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Now, if you are returned to the Almighty, now sometimes we've gone away from the Lord. So the Lord will never leave you. You have to walk away from him. He will never leave you. He's always right there. But sometimes we walk away from him. Our heart goes away. Our heart goes after the things of the world, rather than the things of God. Well, but if you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. And then put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. When you do these things, there's coming a powerful force of increase. He said, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, the gold of a fire as the stones of the brooks. He said, even the Almighty shall be your defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. You talk about, you know, an avalanche of blessings because you've set your heart on the Lord. You know, when you put your delight in the Almighty and you will lift up your face unto God, you make your prayer unto him, he will hear you. But don't forget now, don't make any vows. He said, pay your vows. You know, people say this and that and don't do it. You know, the Lord has no pleasure in fools. Pay your vows. And when you do all of these things and your heart is after the Lord, you shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. It's quantum leap season for you. Hallelujah. The Lord has, you know, put the coals of fire on your tongue. The Lord has instructed your heart in righteousness. The words that are coming out of your mouth are in alignment with his words and they are in alignment with the will of God, and things will begin to fall in line. Glory to God, because you're now declaring the mind of Christ over that situation. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established upon thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And when others are cast down, you will be the lifter upper. Hallelujah. You'll be able to say to them, there is a lifting up. It also means, well, when others are down for you, things are looking up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, these blessings are coming your way because the Lord said it is a season of your quantum leap. Praise the Lord. You will find favor and good understanding before God and man. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 4. The Lord will give you favor everywhere. everywhere you go, on the left, on the right, you have favor. You have good understanding, you know. This is the way. Understanding is behind the way that God causes you to prosper, gives you understanding, gives you strategy, gives you power to understand how to get well, teach your hands to profit, you know. But it's because you are believing it, the word of the Lord, walking in his ways. It's called walking with God. You're walking in his ways, and the Lord will bring you favor and good understanding before God and man. That's Proverbs 3 and verse 4. Also in that same chapter, verses 9 and 10 tells you, you know, to honor the Lord with your substance. Hallelujah. And the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out new wine. I think I explained what first fruits of increase means to people before. That's first fruits, not last fruits. Don't you ever offer the Lord last fruits. He's not going to take it. God will be first in your life, or first place, or no place at all. Same thing. You will get up early in the morning, give him the first fruits of the increase of the day. God just handed you 24 hours. You got a new lease. 24 hours of the day. Well, you shave off the first 2.4 hours, 2.5 hours of the day. You come in this room like this, or you do whatever in your time zone, and you stand before the Lord, and you give him that much. You know, you give him the increase. Every day that he gives you increase, you give first to him. Always, when you get your paycheck, you give first to him. Don't let the government, taxes, and everything else take first, and then you give last to the Lord. That's not working. That's giving last to the Lord. You give God first. Hallelujah. Of all your increase. If you get $1,000, you give him from your gross, not your net. Your net is last fruits after the devil, may have put holes in your pocket, and you spent all the money, you have nothing else. Then you say, well, you know, let me see if I have anything else to give to the Lord. That's not the way it works. After the IRS or the government has taken, your 401k has taken, your health savings plan has taken, everything has taken, and then you look at what's left, say, well, let me give the Lord out of that. Well, that's last fruits. That's not first fruits. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all of your increase. Everything that you get from the Lord, give him first out of it. Hallelujah. Every day he gives you 24 hours. Give him first out of it. Praise God. And everything will fall in line. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. That's how you do it. You want some real increase? You want a supernatural increase? Well, you use this word of wisdom that's coming to you even on this day. Praise the Lord. Now, here is another powerful blessing for you. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord. Now, these blessings that we're talking about today, they're not mixed blessings. They're blessings that are straight from the Lord without sorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, it's not a little bit of blessing here and a little bit of sorrow there. No. Trials are not sorrow from the Lord. That will strengthen you. We're not talking about that. But the Lord will give you straight up blessings. Say, the blessing of the Lord will make rich. And he added no sorrow to it. That's Proverbs 10 and 22. And Proverbs 12 and 2 says, a good man will obtain favor from the Lord. Huh. Favor everywhere. You know, that's supernatural favor that the Lord will cause you to increase. Increase even beyond your natural ability. That's what's called supernatural increase. Praise the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 3. And this one is also a good one for you to practice. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3. commit thy works unto the Lord. You know, everything that you are thinking of doing, thinking of laying your hands to do. He already said the Lord will prosper the work of your hands, but so commit it unto him, and he shall establish your thoughts. Especially when your thoughts are in line with the word of God. We can, you know, develop the mind of Christ by constantly meditating on the word of God and speaking what God speaks. Eventually, you know, the nature of Christ rub off on you. The word of God, you know, your word becomes aligned with his word. And you're speaking what he's speaking. The Lord will establish your thoughts. Praise the Lord. More blessings coming your way, you know, and God will give you favor everywhere. And, you know, even you're looking for a husband, you're looking for a wife, the Lord will do that for you too. Proverbs 18 and 22 says, you know, when you find a spouse, a wife or a husband, the Lord will even add favor. The favor of the Lord surrounds that. You know, you be trusting the Lord. I believe that two people that are walking in the light and walking with God, and they're ordained to be together, their paths will eventually intersect because the destiny of God will bring them together. Praise the Lord. And some of you are single in this room, are trusting the Lord for that and so on. The Lord, he will do it. Has not forgotten you. And it will bring to you. You just be steadfast with the Lord. Let your eye be single while you are single. Praise the Lord. And attend upon the Lord without distraction while you are single. And the Lord, he will bring that right person your way. We're praying for every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there are some powerful promises. We talked about this some months ago. In the book of Isaiah, you know, unknown treasures, hidden riches of secret places. You know, how will the Lord cause it to happen? God can do, you know, beyond what you think. He can transfer that wealth. We read it in the story of Jacob and Laban. Isaiah 45 tells you that, you know, the Lord gives this powerful, powerful promise. We know he was speaking to Cyrus, but Jesus said, well, what I say to one, I say to all. Hallelujah. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called you by your name, I am the God of Israel. Now, the reasons why God does whatever he does is for him to get the glory. And if we can always give God the glory, the more blessings are coming your way. That's the reason he does what he does. Because he is God. Hallelujah. And if you don't like the fact that you are God is God, well, you know, I told somebody one time, I said, well, you don't like the fact that God is God? Well, you can move to another universe and go set up shop and do your own thing. But in this universe, the Lord, he is God. You know, that's it. He's God and God alone. And Lucifer, he found that out. He said, well, I will set up shop. I'll be like the Most High. The Lord said, no, you would never be like the Most High. I'll cast you down to hell. The only people that will be like the Most High eventually will be the ones that God have called to obtain the nature of the Son of God. Yeah, they will be like the Son of God. But there is only one Most High. And nobody. Hallelujah. He can't do it. You know, so the Lord, he is God. God wants us to know that he is God alone. And that's why he does these things. And he will show you his mighty power. I will show you things that you don't know, not even anything you have never seen. He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, he said, call unto me. I will show you great and mighty things, things that you've never even known. God said, I will show them to you. Praise the Lord. You can declare that the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia can come unto you. This is your year to emerge, your quantum leap. Isaiah 45 and verse 14, you know, he said in chains bring them over to you. Glory to God. You declare for yourself, say, look, you know, the Lord said the riches of the Gentiles are coming your way. Well, don't even pray that prayer if your heart is not towards the kingdom. You know, because, you know, God is not mocked. If you're asking him just to consume it upon your own lust, it's not going to happen. The Lord is setting up people that, you know, will know how to create wealth for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And if you, I've said it many times and I'll say it again. If you know how to give it away, God will always make a way to get it to you. Hallelujah. You give it away in order to lay it up in heaven. That's the only way you do it. Praise God. And if you know how to do it right, God will call, you will be like a channel of blessing. He will just be passing through you. You yourself being blessed, others being blessed, God giving you increase on every side. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia. The Lord said, I'll bring all these things unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Now in Isaiah 48 and verse 17, the Lord promises to teach your hands how to profit. Glory to God. It's similar to what he said in Deuteronomy 8 and 18 where we started. He said, I'll give you power to get wealth, dunamis. And this one says, well, I'll teach you how to do it. The Lord will instruct you how to do it. This means it will give you strategy. Glory to God. Strategy that you may not even understand. You wake up, you find, you know, that some people say, well, a light bulb went on. No, I call it the inspiration of the Almighty. You know, it will give you strategy. And it will instruct you. He says even the same thing in Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you in the way, you know, that you should go. And I guide you with my eye. You know, the Lord will put instruction into your heart. The Lord will make you to understand something that you could not have understood. Praise the Lord. He opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions. You know, even while you sleep, the Lord can do that. According to Job 33 and verse 16. Even while you are sleeping, God is bringing instruction into your spirit because he's set to do something new just for you. Praise the Lord. While you are sleeping, he will do it too. He said in a dream, Job 33 and verse 15, in a dream and in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon you, in slumberings upon your bed, then you open your ears. You think you are sleeping, but the Lord is writing something in your spirit. You open your ears, and it will seal instruction in your mind. By the time you get up, you got this, you know, wonderful idea. You don't know where it came from. Well, it came from the Lord. Glory to God. He will do it for his own purpose. And for his own, and also, you know, to keep you from destruction. You know, the Lord will instruct you where to go and where not to go. He will do that and keep your life from perishing by the sword. He said, and keep your soul back from the pit. The Lord will do all these things. Praise the Lord. Now, these are lessons and, I mean, scriptures that you can use, you know, to, proclaim these things to yourself. Isaiah 55 and verse 12 is a powerful promise that the Lord gave us. And you should use this every day to proclaim these blessings unto yourself. And let's examine a couple of things in that verse and see how the Lord called it out. And use this for yourself. Remember, in this same chapter, the Lord is talking about the heavens and the earth. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. He also says his word shall not return to him void. It will always accomplish that which I please, and it will also prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. The Lord said that. That's the background. And then say, you shall go out with joy. Glory to God. When you wake up in the morning, you declare this for yourself. For today, the Lord said, you shall go out with joy. And you'll be led forth with peace. Ah, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Now, generally speaking, mountains and hills, they create obstruction. You know, and that's why Jesus said, look, you need to move them out of the way sometimes. Say to this mountain, be thou removed. Because they are usually an obstruction. You can't get around them easily. Well, in this scripture, the Lord is saying those things that look like obstruction, those that look like they are would be destiny destroyers, the Lord will actually turn them, whether willingly or unwillingly, into your destiny helpers. Glory to God. Every mountain that has stood before you to obstruct you from getting through, the Lord will actually turn them around into, you know, your cheerleaders. They will be singing for you. All the trees of the field will be clapping their hands as you're coming. They're celebrating your success. That's what this thing means. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clapping is always a form of celebration of some goodness or some victory or some rejoicing. Clap your hands, O ye people. Hallelujah. Our trees. One time the Lord he healed a blind man. He said, what do you see? He said, well, I see people walking like trees. Trees of the field. Here in this vision of Isaiah is representing people that God will line up. Mountains and hills. All those things that have stood before you to say you will not get through. The Lord said, this mountain shall be removed. Hallelujah. Not by power, neither yet by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The Lord gave Zechariah a vision, and he proclaimed the same thing. You know that, look, this mountain, according to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, O great hill? Before my people, thou shalt be made a plain. So every one of those mountains that have stood in your way, I declare and decree today, the Lord will either blow them out of the way, you know, or, you know, they will turn around, become helpers for you. Praise the Lord. You know, and David, he was a man that was instructed in things of the Lord. You know, he said, look, by my God, I run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. I mean, there's a mountain or hill in front of me. I'm either going to run through it, jump over it, bulldoze it, or get around it somehow. But I'm not going to let it keep me back. Glory to God. So no mountain is going to keep you back anymore. These mountains will actually turn around and begin to cheerlead for you. And God will line up people to celebrate your success. The voice of joy, glory to God, and the voice of gladness, the voice of them that shall make merry and shall say praise the Lord will not diminish from your house and your family in the name of Jesus. Now, let's read Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. Powerful, powerful promise for you, you know, for your family, for your community, and even for this platform, this community of walking with God. You know, well, let me say to our WWG, Walking with God family right here. Here's a promise, for you, and you can take it. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that shall make merry. Well, you can declare that for yourself. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. You can declare that for yourself. The Lord said in the book of Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord said, I will increase you more and more. you and your children. Now that's supernatural increase. The Lord said, I will multiply you, you will not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Glory to God. I will glorify them, they shall not be small even. Praise God. There are many things that the Lord promised in the word of God. You know, the voice of them that shall make merry come, you know, from within your household. The voice of merriment, the voice of praise, you know, the voice of them that shall be saying praise the Lord shall not diminish from your house in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, the psalmist said in Psalm 65, you know, and verse 1, and this is one reason why the Lord is going to do it for you. If the Lord knows that praise is waiting for him out of your mouth, you know, you're always ready to praise the Lord and to give that testimony of the Lord to his glory. Then he said, well, praise were there for thee, O Lord in Zion. Hallelujah. In that case, well, if praise is waiting, the Lord is going to get there, go there and get it. Hallelujah. So, you know, he's going to give you that testimony so that he can get that praise. The voice of them that shall say, praise ye the Lord. There shall not diminish from your house. Hallelujah. You will be able to, as long as you are able to give the praise to the Lord, then the Lord will bring your testimony your way so that you, the Lord himself, can get the praise. Hallelujah. Let's read also Jeremiah 33 and verse 11. Praise the Lord. We quote this and you say it for yourself and declare it for yourself. It's a blessing. It's a benediction to you. Hallelujah. The Lord said, thus saith the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place. Whereas it has been said, this place is desolate, without man and without beast. You have nothing going on. The devil told you, I got you right down where I want you. The Lord said, yeah, there shall come once again out of this place the voice of joy. Hallelujah. And the voice of gladness. Jeremiah 33 and 11. The voice of the bridegroom. Glory to God, the voice of the bride. Well, those of you that are seeking the Lord to get married, well, it's coming. Praise God. You know, and the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. That's all God is looking for. He wants that praise. Hallelujah. And if he can get it out of your mouth, he will create situations to drive that praise. Glory to God. Now, his mercy endureth forever. The voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. For I, saith the Lord, will cause to return your captivity. Praise God. Now, where the enemy thought he got you down, you know, he said, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away. The Lord, he took it away. Let captivity captive. You know, and he broke the bands of wickedness and then took the keys of hell from the devil. He whooped the devil and took it and got the victory. Hallelujah. And for you, the Lord is standing tall on your behalf. And there are many things that he promises you. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice even of the bridegroom will be heard in your family. And some of you have daughters that need to be married. Glory to God. Now, let me declare this to you today. The voice of the bridegroom, glory to God, will be heard. There'll be celebrations. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you have sons that need to be married. Well, the voice of the bride will be heard also in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And even your son, there's some parents themselves, that single parents that need to be remarried. Glory to God. God, he will bring, he's doing it. Praise God. This is your season. whereas the doors have been shut, the gates have been closed, and it looks like the heaven is brass and nothing is going on. Well, that was then, saith the Lord, but this is now. I will open the gates of heaven. Open ye the gates, he said. Open and cause the righteous people to enter in. Glory to God. So the Lord is doing something new just for you. It's called supernatural increase. You know, things that you couldn't do or get done by yourself. Suddenly, you know, that's a suddenness to the quantum leap. It's a suddenness that the Lord is bringing. And don't forget, spiritually too, it's the same thing. You know, you have been wanting, you know, to serve the Lord more, to do more for the Lord. This hunger has been in your heart and so forth. You've been waiting. Well, the Bible says they were waiting. They were waiting on the day of Pentecost. But when that day was fully come, suddenly there was a rushing mighty wind. And that the Lord is coming suddenly to you. The messenger of the covenant is coming. The glory of the Lord is coming. And he's raising up an army. Praise God. Now we're talking every aspect of your life, physically, materially, spiritually. Sometimes, you know, the Lord wants to settle us also, you know, physically, so that we can have the grace to do the spiritual things. I mean, even if you're sick, you're running from pillar to post, you really can't do much for the Lord, you know. But so the Lord wants to settle that, you know, he wants us to be in health. He wants us to thrive. Hallelujah. So that we can have the energy to do the things that he wants us to do. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord is bringing forth blessings to all of us. Jeremiah 29:11. My thoughts towards you are for good always and not for evil. You can declare that for yourself every day. When you wake up in the morning, you command the womb of the morning. You know, you can do it. Remember, you know, we talked about, canst thou command the womb of the morning? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the heavens? Can you make the ordinances in heaven bring dominion upon the earth? Can you do these things? Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, the Lord, he gave us this commandment when we started this platform years ago. I mean, a couple years ago, not very many years ago, but a couple years ago when we started, the Lord said, look, in the beauty of holiness in the morning, command the womb of the morning. That's one of the things. He also instructed us to bring the wood and the fire and crank it up every morning. And so you can command the womb of the morning for yourself. Hallelujah. That means in the morning time, you know, you don't leave to chance how the day is going to come out. You know, don't leave that pregnancy of the day to chance. You influence it. Glory to God. He said, thy people shall be willing. Psalm 110. In the day of thy power. Well, I say they shall also be ready. Are you ready? Are you willing? In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Right there is when you do it. Don't wait until the day is all messed up before you start scrambling. Get up in the morning and command the day. Hallelujah. So, well, day, I know that you are pregnant and your whatever is in that womb is filled of joy and gladness for me. You are coming forth out of there. All I want to hear is gladness. I will see no evil. I will hear no evil. I will think no evil and I will speak no evil. My heart is fixed this day, trusting in the Lord. I will not be afraid of evil tidings because this day will bring me good tidings all around. I command the womb of the morning to be pregnant with good tidings. Good tidings from my children. Good tidings from their children. Good tidings from my brethren. Good tidings. I mean, you begin to command a good tidings for yourself. Hallelujah. Tidings and even good tidings from a far country. Some of you live in the United States, but you know, your family is in Nigeria and so forth. You know, I will hear good tidings. He said, look, as cold water upon a thirsty ground. So it's good news from a far country. I will hear good tidings and good news today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the moon of the morning to be pregnant with good things for me in Jesus' name. That's right. Begin to command these things because say, look, I know the thoughts that the Lord has for me. Those thoughts become the you know, they get pregnant in the womb of the morning. Praise the Lord. All you got to do is say yes to the word of the Lord. The moment that Mary said yes, that instant she became pregnant. Hallelujah. You know, the word was made flesh in her in that moment that she said yes. And the angel told her this thing is going to happen. At first she said, well, I don't know. And the angel explained it to her. And the moment she said yes, that moment she was pregnant right there. Bible says the word was made flesh in her, even at that moment. And she said, well, you know, and the angel also told her, your cousin Elizabeth, that has been called barren. He said, well, he's now 6 months pregnant. Well, there shall nothing be impossible unto the Lord. And she said, my goodness, that's good news. Let me go see her. And so she went to see her. And as soon as she got there, the 6-month-old baby that was in the womb of Elizabeth jumped for joy. Glory to God. Here comes the Savior. There was a meeting of John the Baptist and Jesus, even when they were still in the wombs. Glory to God. John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth, only 6 months old. Jesus in the womb of Mary. And nobody even knew she was pregnant. But the Holy Ghost, speaking through Elizabeth, knew that she was pregnant. Said, ha, yeah, even from the moment that I heard your voice, the baby that was in my womb leaped for joy. Why is this the mother of my Savior? Come to me. How did she know that? Praise God. Mary, she was pregnant from the moment she received the word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say unto you, your morning is pregnant with good things today as you receive this word. And every day you prophesy this word to yourself. I call it prophetic release. When you speak the word of God to yourself and over your situation, that's a prophetic release. Glory to God. Praise God. Because every time you speak the word of God, that's prophesying. So you speak that word to yourself. You know, I speak it over the room and you speak it over yourself. You speak it over your family. Speak it over your children. Speak it over their children. Hallelujah. Speak it over your future. Even things that are yet to come. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. You know, Christ is made head above all things. Principalities, powers, things present, things to come. He's head over everything. And you use his word to command your day. Glory to God. And let it come out as you declare. And let it come out as the word of God wants for you. Praise the Lord. I've got a few more scriptures, but I'll probably finish this up tomorrow. I'm going to leave this here because I want to spend some time to declare some things again for this room. Praise God. We're going to be declaring this, you know, today. Yesterday we started it. Today we're going to do it. Tomorrow we'll be perfected in these declarations. Praise the Lord, by the grace of God. So right now, you heard all these promises that you can use to declare. You say, well, I declared it yesterday. Well, yeah, declare it again today, because the devil himself doesn't take a break. You know, he come out against you yesterday. He'll come out against you again today. You know, so, you know, don't say, well, I did it yesterday and that's it. No, do it again today. Jesus said, man ought always to pray and not to faint. You know, your prayer should be changed, though. This is what we're trying to do here. Change your prayer to prophetic releases. Don't do this beggarly prayer. No, you are sons of the kingdom, children of the king. You know, you come out there, praise God, and you use the word of God. Jesus says, say to this mountain. He didn't say pray to the mountain. He didn't say beg the Lord about the mountain. Say to the mountain, move out of my way. Hallelujah. I'm coming through. Glory to God. You know, you know, because you have stood in the presence of the Lord. The Lord has already showed you that mountain moved. You saw it already. So all you have to do is come out there and tell the mountain, now, thus saith the Lord, move out of my way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every mountain that is in your way, I'm declaring for you right now. All the mountains that are raised up themselves and try to vaunt themselves up against you. All the places where Satan is sitting pretty and say, I sit pretty as a queen. I'm in a high and lofty place. I command him. I dislodge him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. but dislodge the powers of darkness, every satanic altar that has raised itself against you. Remember, according to Numbers 23 and 23, Jesus gave us the word of God. He said, look, there shall no divination be against you, or any enchantment. It will not prosper against you. And then according to the book of Job chapter 5 and verse 12, say, all the devices of the wicked against you, God will frustrate them. It will not prosper. The hands of the wicked against you will not be able to perform any enterprise. Every tongue that has said, aha, aha, the Lord condemn them in Jesus' name. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The righteousness is of me, said the Lord, that they will condemn every tongue. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that has risen against you and said, I got you down where I want you, the Lord says, they are condemned. Glory to God. I will be your glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, the Lord is my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Wherefore, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Now, we command the womb of the morning or the womb of the day, whichever where zone you are, and every morning, do it for yourself. Praise God. Don't get up in the morning and let gloominess and sadness come over you. No! Reject it. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Hallelujah. I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. I can bend a bow of steel with my hands. Ha! Hallelujah. God teaches my hands to fight, my fingers to war. He gives me strategy. He gives me instruction. I have understanding. I have inspiration of the Almighty. I declare that my mind is clear. Glory to God to receive instruction from the Lord. Now you begin to declare these things for yourself in the name of Jesus. I declare the goodness of the Lord over my family. I declare the goodness of the Lord over my children. I declare the goodness of the Lord over our Walking with God family here in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Say ye to the righteous, it is well with them. I declare that it is well with you. You receive supernatural increase. Now that's increase that you could not attain on your own. That's why it's supernatural. The increase that you can get on your own, that's good. Got to put a blessing on that too. But beyond your natural ability, faith beyond your means, glory to God. We declare that you receive faith beyond your means, you know, supply beyond your paycheck. Glory to God. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 19, my God shall supply all your needs, not according to your paycheck, not according to the job you have, not according to the job you don't have, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I declare that there is an increase coming for you. Jesus, he put a blessing upon the loaves and the bread and put it back in the hands of the disciples to do something with it. I declare a blessing upon whatever is in your hand. What is in your hand, saith the Lord? Present it to the Lord and then put a blessing on it. And then you go out there and you profit with it. The gifts of the Lord are given to every man to profit without. Now, Lord, put a blessing upon what's already in their hands. Whatever they have, no matter how little they think it is enough, saith the Lord. In the hands of the Lord, a little one shall become a great nation. A small one, you know, a little one become a thousand. A small one become a great nation. With the Lord, it is nothing. It is a small thing. It can take 2 loaves, 5 fishes, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, whatever it is, he can bless it and that you can turn around and use it to feed thousands. That means the little thing that you thought you had, the little barrel of meal, the cruse of oil that you thought was wasting, and that's it. You know, I finish it today. The Lord said, no, the barrel of meal will not waste. The cruse of oil will not fail. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we declare an increase, you know, an overflowing. And let your oil continue to flow and let it not stay. Bring those vessels daily, not a few. And as long as you keep bringing the vessel, the oil will keep pouring out. Glory to God. There's an oil and there's an anointing of increase upon you today in the name of Jesus Christ. An anointing of increase. Glory to God. And before the end of this year, you will be singing, see what the Lord has done. I declare it in the name of Jesus. See what the Lord has done. What we have waited for has come to pass. But now we are in the last quarter of this year called the Quantum Leap year. Praise God. And now the Lord bless every one of you. Cause his goodness overshadow you night and day, you and your loved ones. Praise God. The Lord give you encouragement. Now don't be discouraged. It shall be well. It's always well with the righteous. And the Lord has a plan. You know, those things that didn't taste very good on their own, you know, that you've been through, the Lord's putting it all together. Those are ingredients in his hands. He's the master chef. Blend it all together. And out is coming this beautiful meal. Glory to God as he's serving up for you. Now, I will be yielding my mic in a moment. And I want you to declare for yourself. Use these scriptures that you have heard today. There's more coming tomorrow. But use these scriptures that you have heard today and declare amazing things for yourself. The Lord will make your feet like hinds feet. You know, you take one step and he will boost it. There's a booster in this message. It's called supernatural increase. Dunamis power of the Holy Spirit coming to give you a turbo boost in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.